You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
As great as the first hour was tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and it was great, and we covered a lot of ground, we have not even warmed up yet because, oh man, we're right in the middle of one of the biggest national news stories again this week. Our friend Bill Johnson, chairman of the American Freedom Party, as you know, if you've been to our website or watched any news in recent days, has commissioned a robocall urging voters in Iowa to vote Donald Trump, and the message is explicitly pro-white. As you can imagine, it's making huge national news this week with coverage from all of the major television networks and print publications. Before we go any further and before we bring Bill on, and he is on the line right now, let's listen to that audio recording that's making such noise.
The American National Super PAC makes this call to support Donald Trump. My name is Reverend Ronald Pan, host of the Christian radio talk show program For God and Country. 1 Corinthians states, God chose the foolish things of this world to shame the wise, and God chose the weak things of this world to shame the strong. For the Iowa Caucus, please support Donald Trump. He is courageous and he speaks his mind. God bless.
I am Jared Taylor with American Renaissance. I urge you to vote for Donald Trump because he is the one candidate who points out that we should accept immigrants who are good for America. We don't need Muslims. We need smart, well-educated white people who will assimilate to our culture. Vote Trump.
I am William Johnson, a farmer and white nationalist. Support Donald Trump. I paid for this through the Super PAC. 213-718-3908. This call is not authorized by Donald Trump.
If you are a voter in Iowa with a landline, you have received that call. The call started hitting phones earlier this week. And folks, if you perform a Google News search for Donald Trump robocall, you still won't even be able to wrap your mind about just how big the media has made this story, just how much publicity and coverage Bill Johnson's initiative has earned. Bill, welcome to the show, my friend. Great to have you back.
Oh, thank you very much.
Well, take us back to the conceptual stage of this. What gave you the idea, and how did you execute it?
Well, the American Freedom Party has done robocalls in a lot of states. Robocalling is probably one of the cheapest ways to get your message out that is uncensored. So we've done it in Idaho and Mississippi and some other states, and it has always received a lot of publicity when we've done that. So I wanted to do something to support Donald Trump. I wanted to do something to let the people know that our position is out there, and I wanted it to be something that would be direct, because if I'm going to be paying several thousand dollars, I didn't want to just be, Republican message heavy. So I shopped around to see who I would want to do the robocall, and then this first one that we had planned, and so I asked Reverend Ronald Tana, and a Filipino American pastor who has a radio talk show, and Donald and Jared Taylor, and they both submitted samples, and so I cobbled them together with my closing. And the reason why I put my closing in there is because I looked at the laws, and it says that you're supposed to put your phone number on there and to say who initiated it, and so I just kind of tied it up at the end, and then we sent it out, and I sent it out to the we started it with the smallest towns in the nation, and in Iowa, and then we graduated, going up to the bigger towns, and at the same time we bought a list of media publications, and we sent press releases to all of the small town newspapers, and hoping that there would be some coverage for this. Then at the same time, I bought six or nine hours, I guess, of radio time on a Christian radio station, the biggest Christian radio station and one of the biggest media radio media conglomerates in Iowa, and to promote Donald Trump on a Christian type broadcast. And we got the station to approve it. They listened to it and they approved it. So then I paid for all of that, and so that was going to be another approach there. And then what has always happened in the past, it's not the press releases that get the attention. When we send these robocalls out, sometimes are answered by individuals. Sometimes they go to the voice machines. But when it goes to the voice machines, people that really are interested in either for it or against it, they contact their connection in the media, and it goes from there. And in this particular case, someone in Des Moines area listened to it, had recorded it, and they sent it to the Muckraker, TMR, or
right.
Something like that. And then from there, that's where all the media picked it up.
Well, Bill, I think you executed this with military-like precision. I really do. Let me ask you, did this go above and beyond even your wildest expectations? We've been talking about this during the commercial breaks here at the radio station tonight in advance of your appearance. I mean, you're talking about millions and millions of dollars of publicity on radio, television, and in print with regards to all of the outlets that have covered this, which include every single one of the biggest household names.
Yeah, and then also just the biggest household names around the world. I mean, the Jerusalem Times covered it, the India Times, all sorts of British Island, England newspapers covered it, and so it was a very big issue, and a lot of the talk shows and the newspapers and the radios, they all covered it. So, and in fact, someone told me that he did a Google research or whatever, and there were thousands of articles and blogs and reports on this one.
You can't wrap your mind. That's what I said a moment ago. You can't do a Google search and even with that wrap your mind around it. It's been covered on all of the network television, late night comedy shows. Of course, even Donald Trump himself acknowledged it. So did you think you had to know it would probably get big because it's right before the Iowa caucus? Everybody's keyed in on that. This is a provocative message. One that I agree with, of course, but a provocative one nonetheless. It involves Donald Trump. It was just a perfect storm there. You had to know it would get some publicity, but did this exceed even what you had anticipated?
Well, they always get a certain degree of coverage, and I'm often surprised by that because you would think that if it's, it could be just not go anywhere in the media if it's just sent out the robocalls and it doesn't get picked up by any one particular place. Like, for example, when we did the one in Mississippi, it was we had crickets after we sent that out, and then 2 weeks later, somebody visiting Mississippi from the Toledo Blade listened to our robocall because their cousin had recorded it, and so he went back to the Toledo Blade and wrote an article, and that went nationwide 2 weeks later. So if this guy from the Muckraker had not reported it, it might have well just not been picked up. So there is a good chance that it doesn't create any sort of media coverage, but if it did, then it would blow up. So it was picked up. It did blow up bigger than I thought. But the fallout was not bad. I mean,
Bill, hold on right there, my friend. Hold on right there. We got to take a break. When we come back, much more on this topic with the man of the hour, the mastermind behind this huge national news story. He created it, Bill Johnson himself, in the Political Cesspool Live tonight. Stay tuned.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com, participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
Really excited and happy to have Bill Johnson on the show tonight. I want to say something about Bill Johnson. I've known Bill for a number of years now, and we've had the opportunity to break bread together a few times. And I really admire Bill for a number of reasons, but I think first and foremost is this is a guy who puts his money where his mouth is. This is a guy who not only believes in something, but he invests in what he believes. And there's not enough of those people out there. If we had 100 more people out there like Bill Johnson, things would change in America, I think, quite dramatically. If we had 100 more people like Bill Johnson in the South, we could end Reconstruction. But I'm excited about what he's done with this. You've read about it in countless publications. You've seen it on television. Heard people talking about it on radio. We have the man behind the pro-white robocalls for Donald Trump in Iowa, the man who made this national news story happen. And I said in the last segment, Bill, it was a provocative message. I guess it was in terms of its uniqueness, but overall, it really isn't. It's just a group of people putting the interests of their family first, which is perfectly well and good for anyone other than whites. So as far as that goes, if it had been any other group, it would have not even, you know, made a blip on the radar. So I guess it's supposed to be bad that white people like us recognize that we have unique group interests also, just like everyone else. But it's not. We don't buy into that. And according to the latest polls, the voters don't either. The latest polls out, Donald Trump maintaining his sizable lead over the rest of the Republican field. He's at 35%, according to the latest NBC News poll. He leads among men. He leads among women. He leads with evangelicals. Yes, even though all of these so-called evangelical leaders have tried to rain on Trump's parade, he has 33% of the white evangelical vote. That's huge. He's leading amongst everybody. He's going to win the nomination. So, Bill, back to you, my friend. The robocall, was it to push Trump's candidacy? Was it to get the name of the American Freedom Party out there? Was it to get the pro-white message out there? Or was it equal three parts?
Yeah, I think you'd say equal three parts. We wanted to push the Trump presidency, but we also wanted to bring attention to the nation and to the Trump campaign that that there are those of us who are proud of our heritage, proud to be white, and want to maintain and preserve that heritage. So that was a reason that we put it out there as well. And Donald Trump's response when he was asked to address it was just a wonderful response. He disavowed us, but he explained why there is so much anger in America. And I couldn't have asked for a better approach from him.
I was going to ask you about that. So, you know, of course I saw that. In a perfect world, you would say, you know what, these guys are right. What are you going to do about it? But understandably, there is still a political reality. I think fundamentally, as I say on this show time and time again, most middle American, middle class whites agree with us fundamentally on the issues, but he's operating in a different world than that. I think it was certainly better than to be expected. And I thought, too, it was quite good, as you did, Bill. So this was something that you can live with in terms of a response from the Trump campaign. And, of course, from there, it's over. You know, the news cycle is over. If he's asked about it again, he's already gone on record. He is the Teflon Don. He's the Teflon candidate. This wasn't, of course, made to hurt him. I don't know how much it hurt or helped him. Ultimately, I don't think it did much of either. It might have marginally helped him. It certainly didn't hurt him. And so his response is something that you greet with a level of respect. Am I right?
Oh, yeah, I do. I like it very much. And also, the response that I got, see, I put my own cell phone number out there, and I got 100 calls regarding it. Most of the calls were hang-ups. They wanted to know if it was a real phone number. So, you know, they either hang up or they say, oh, I'm sorry, wrong number. But there were a majority of calls who were opposed to it, but there were a minority of calls who approved of it and liked it. So that was encouraging also. That is a new phenomenon. Before, we would have gotten no one who would be willing to come out and say that. So these little things incrementally help raise awareness of the issues and help change public opinion.
Yes. That's the perfect word, Bill, incrementally. Nothing happens overnight, and there's never one silver bullet that just turns things on a dime. You see what's happening in Europe, especially in Eastern Europe. Things are changing, and things are changing here as well. And interestingly, I saw a very new recent poll out of Iowa that now shows Trump has overtaken Cruz in the Hawkeye state. I think Cruz very well may win Iowa. He'll lose in New Hampshire, and then Trump's going to sweep the South. Trump's going to win the nomination. But who's to say that your robocalls didn't have a hand in the fact that Trump has a marginal lead now in Iowa, according to at least one poll?
Well, in Iowa, there's a large Christian population and a large farm population. And I'm, you know, I have a large farm myself. And so I said that I'm a farmer and I'm a white nationalist. And Reverend Ronald Tan says, I'm a Christian. And he quoted a scripture. So that it was designed to approach the Christian farmer with that message.
Well, don't think I didn't notice that. And that was just a great. Well, you weren't playing politics, but I mean, you're certainly feeding the crowd what they want and what they deserve. And so, you know, I noticed that, and I thought,
I'm prouder of being a farmer than I am of being a lawyer. So that was truthful.
Touche. Well, certainly it was a message created for those people. And who's to say how it resonated deep down inside? I would dare to guess it resonated fairly well, ultimately.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's just an amazing thing that you were able to do this. Bill, I'm going to ask you a question. I hope you'll answer it, but I won't be offended if you don't. How much ultimately did you spend in this project for the Iowa robocall, understanding that this reached millions of people? The population of Iowa was three or four million, and this went to every household in Iowa. What's the price tag on something like that? Because you got millions and millions and millions of dollars in return in terms of publicity.
Well, I had budgeted, I think, about $9,000, maybe $8,000, and then I contracted with several radio stations, and then I sent the checks to them, and they kicked it back. And then the robocalls, we did not run all of the robocalls because we got the coverage, and I did not want to create any more of a bad backlash from it. So I stopped the robocalls before we hit all of the state. I think I spent maybe $5,000.
If you spent, I mean, of course, that's a lot of money to most of my listeners and to me as well, but $5,000 to get multi-million dollars worth of publicity that you just couldn't buy on these networks, not that you couldn't afford it necessarily, but because they wouldn't take it, even if you could. I mean, that was just incredible and deft.
Well,
political.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We were planning on doing robocalls in New Hampshire after that, and I was going to do an equal amount. But I've decided not to do that because I don't want to press my luck with the population. I don't want it to come out to so that Donald Trump has to say something harder. So the next plan, what I'm going to do is we're going to do a roundtable of different peoples who to support Donald Trump, including, you know, Christians and various minorities. And I was thinking to ask the leading Christian political talk show host James Edwards to be on that roundtable, and I'll have to talk to him at a later date. But
well, you know what? I know James, and he would be very interested in talking to
okay.
you. No, Bill, hey, give me an email. I want to be a part of that. I talked about you know this opportunity. Give me an email and let me know what you have in mind, and I'd be happy to be part of that. Before we run out of time, and the music's going to start any second, I want to thank you again for coming on the show tonight. I know you've been very, very busy this week and besieged by media, and you carved out 30 minutes of your schedule to be with us live this evening. I appreciate it. Give out the website. Most important question of the night for you. Website to the American Freedom Party, how people can learn more and join the party. What's the website?
Yikes, I don't know. Just Google American Freedom Party and you can find it. I don't know what the handle is.
All right. Well, you certainly can, and I have done that as well. Bill Johnson, everybody, chairman of the American Freedom Party. The man behind the Donald Trump robocalls making national news. Thank you, Bill. We'll be back right after this.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Listen. Do you hear that sound? It started low, but it's getting progressively louder. Into a crescendo, even louder. Irresistible, ending in an ear-splitting blast of mass disruption. That's the sound of America's economic and political systems crashing to the ground. But we have a plan. We will be ready to restore political sanity. We will be ready to answer the call of productive America. We will restore America's industrial base and put America back to work. We will shut down political correctness and restore decency and positive media to America. We will save our Constitution, our traditional way of life, our customs, and religion. We will restore sound money and crush the debt-based system of monetary slavery. And we will end America's foreign misadventures. We are the American Freedom Party, and we have a plan. Learn more about us, theamericanfreedomparty.us.
Open your eyes, America. 50 years of cultural Marxism, institutionalized anti-white propaganda, and dysgenic policies on a wide scale have put Western civilization in peril as never before. Metropolis after metropolis, city after city, and town after town have changed from gleaming alabaster to grim third world hellholes. Positive change at last is in the air. Make America great again by supporting Donald Trump for president. Make your financial contribution today at thedailytrump.org. Also, go to the internet or to YouTube and check out these websites and their videos. The American Freedom Party, thedailytrump.org, Faith, Reason, and Western Civilization, American Renaissance, Occidental Observer, Political Cesspool, WhitakerOnline.org, RobertWWhitaker.com, DailyKen.com, Council of Conservative Citizens. Be a part of this great effort to save Western civilization. Paid for by the American National Trump Super PAC.
The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin MacDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of the political cesspool. There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people, but one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key. Digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first-class mail are only $60 a year. Go to toqonline.com and click on subscribe now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's toqonline.com. Subscribe now.
Oh yeah, oh.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
How about Bill Johnson, everybody? Round of applause for a man who has made a lot of news and gotten the pro-white message out there in a very big way this week. And, you know, that's one thing that the SPLC inadvertently told the truth about, is that this radio program is the nexus of the movement. If ever there is any news happening out there that's pro-white in nature in America and it's making news, we're going to have those people on the show the very next available opportunity. We're very proud about that. Winston Smith wrote an article, my co-host, wrote an article about Obama and guns for our website, thepoliticalcesspool.org, entitled Obama and Guns. And he's talking about these executive orders and the gun confiscation town hall meeting that Obama had recently. And it's a good article. Check it out at thepoliticalcesspool.org, Obama and Guns by Winston Smith. Well, my dad is a big gun enthusiast, and he taught me to shoot. I was probably shooting guns before I could walk very well. I remember very early age going to shooting ranges and learning how to shoot with my dad, and he did the same thing with my younger brother. My dad's real big on guns, and he's a real big Western fan. You know, growing up and still to this day, if I walk into the den at his house, there's some black and white Western on. He loves it. And he loves the movie Tombstone, which came out in 1993, I believe. It really is one of the greatest Westerns, I think, and certainly one of the greatest contemporary Westerns. And it stars Kurt Russell, and Kurt Russell plays Wyatt Earp in that movie, if you've watched it. If you haven't watched it, you need to watch it. I think Val Kilmer as Doc Holliday turned in one of the greatest performances in the history of acting. I really think it was that good. It's a great movie, Tombstone. Anyway, Dad's a big gun enthusiast, a big Western enthusiast, and Kurt Russell came out and really, in a recent interview, really very much in favor of the Second Amendment, which is a very much a no-brainer, but it's good to have people like that. Anyway, Dad, it's good to know that my own parents are fans of the show, right? You want your parents to be fans of what you do. And Dad sent me this clip a couple of months ago. Well, I guess it was last month. Dad sent it to me last month. We've been so busy, we hadn't had time to work it in yet. But he said, hey, you got to see what Kurt Russell's saying about guns. Will you play it on the show? And I told him I would, and about 4 or 5 weeks later, we're just getting to it. But courtesy of my dad, here's Kurt Russell on guns.
I was just looking in the New York Times this morning, and the guy interviewed many, many people from the Midwest and from the West about San Bernardino.
Mm-hmm.
And the basic conclusion is that there's everybody out there has this feeling of anxiety about when's the next one.
How do you connect the dots for me?
I think that there's a feeling about shootings and violence different now in 2015 than it was in the mid 90s.
Oh, sure, it's not the 90s, and we're in 2015.
But Quentin's doing the same game more.
Quentin does what he does. Yeah, Quentin's, you know, he's like painting a picture. He's like writing a story, or he's like a filmmaker.
Right.
No, I think that to mix and match reality with fantasy is something I don't understand, but that's just me.
Yeah.
I think that we should understand the difference. I think that, you know, to mix today's politics with, for instance, in this case, a tale about a fictional tale about just right after the Civil War.
I'm not talking about politics. I'm talking about ground level, water table, a feeling that's in people's bones that this New York Times piece was talking about. People are genuinely, you know, between Paris and San Bernardino, there's this thing that sudden violence as a normal day-to-day aspect coming from the gun culture, coming from everything else. It's a different vibe, you know.
There's all, I mean, I don't understand the concepts of conversation of the gun culture. We've lived with guns since, what, the 7th century or something? Well, I don't know.
We all know that right now, guns is a trope. It's a, it's not a trope, it's a totem, it's a metaphor that disenfranchised white guys need. It makes them feel good because they're being...
You can say what you want. I don't agree with that. So it's not my thing.
But it's
so,
statistically...
You know. Well, you can look. If you think that, if you think gun control or something like that is going to change a terrorist point of view, I think you're, like, out of your mind. I think anybody is. I think it's absolutely insane. The problem we're having right now is that we don't have the concepts of how to turn it around and say, you know, you may think you've got me worried about what you're going to do. Dude, you're about to find out what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. And that's going to worry you a lot more. And that's what we need. That will change the concept of gun culture, as you call it, to something of reality, which is, if I'm a hockey team and I got a guy bearing down on me as a goaltender, I'm not concerned about what he's going to do. I'm going to make him concerned about what I'm going to do.
I get that.
To stop him. That's when things change. So then you go to movies and you say, what has that got to do with nothing? Movies are movies. It's like a painting. That's like a song. That's like a book. It's like, to me, what's fun about movies, and what, for instance, in this one, what Tarantino does, is there's a genre here. It's the Western genre. And like the sci-fi genre, it allows you to ask the big questions. That's hard to do in other genres without looking silly or looking funny, but in these genres, I think you're allowed to. And I like the fact that what Quentin does with this is he asks some real big questions about America, about race, about individuals' attitudes, really about love and hate.
He pulls it in,
he's doing his Quentin Tarantino world, which I personally think is and does belong on film. I don't think it has anything to do with anything outside of film. The music, the manipulation of the screenplay. So I can't connect the dots. It's hard for me to. It really is hard for me to connect the dots.
Obama's point was that the guys who are on the no-fly list, because of terrorist connections, can get a gun pretty easily.
They can also make a bomb pretty easily.
Yeah.
So what? They can also get knives and stab you. What are you going to do about that? They can get cars and run you over with them. What are you going to do about that?
They didn't kill the people in San Bernardino.
But they've killed others that way. Haven't they? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So what are you going to do? Outlaw everything? That isn't the answer.
Just put some controls.
Put some controls. What? So the people who want to defend themselves can't?
No, not so you can't. Just so the idiots can't get a hold of them.
Do you really believe they're not going to? Are you serious about that?
You
are you seriously?
Harder?
What good will that? Oh my God! You and I just disagree.
Okay.
You and I just disagree. I understand that you think that you can control the behavior of people that are dead set on taking your way of life away from you. I think you think you can control that.
No.
And there's only one thing you can do with that, and that's say, no, dude, that's not going to happen. Okay. That's just not going to happen.
Great to speak with you, man.
Good talking with you.
Good luck with you.
There you go, Dad. Dad, that one's for you, Kurt Russell. And he's right, of course. When you pass these gun control measures, the only people that that's going to affect are law-abiding citizens. It's not going to affect people who are going to break the law. And the most well-armed populations are the most polite and law-abiding populations. We need more guns, and we need guns in the hands of more responsible people, not less guns. Well, you'll remember a year or two ago, we had Gary Sinise on the show. Gary Sinise, the major A-list Hollywood actor, was on the Political Cesspool for a great interview. We had a great time with Gary, and he's spoken out on guns recently as well. Let's roll that clip.
I guess the thing most talked about in the country today, and I'd be interested in your opinion, is what we do about guns.
Well, can't get rid of guns, you know. That's so what are the alternatives? You know,
what do we do?
Guns don't go away. It's a Second Amendment right, obviously. So guns aren't going to go away. violence isn't going to go away. It's a human failing, I guess, and has been for thousands of years. You know, somebody's always wanted to...
Cain killed Abel.
Yeah, somebody's always wanting to take your stuff, you know, or play their power over you in some way, and that's just a human failing. So, you know, taking people's right to protect themselves from bad people that would do that is not something you can do. You can't away their right to
do that.
What
about armaments, you know, like machine guns or guns that... things that you can kill 12 people in one setting?
Yeah, well, those aren't legal in our country. You know, machine guns, automatic weapons aren't legal in our country. Yet that's not going to stop a bad guy from turning it in, getting a semi-automatic weapon and turning it, you know, adapting it so it can fire multiple rounds.
But the society can't give up, right?
No, obviously not. But remember the bank robbers here in Los Angeles? Two bank robbers, heavily armed. They had body armor all over themselves. They had machine guns, and they were outgunning the police officers at that time. I remember watching
that. We'll try to play
the
rest of that clip after the break. That's former political cesspool guest Gary Sinise speaking out in favor of guns as well. A lot more to come, including Jared Taylor. Jared Taylor, stay tuned.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We fought. We learned. We struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
I'm here. All right. Well, welcome back to the show, everybody. We were playing in that last segment. We've been so good tonight about staying on target, and I really wanted to wrap up the segment on guns. I wanted to keep it in its own little segregated segment, but I was a little long-winded in my intro. So, wrapping up Gary Sinise, we played the Kurt Russell clip. You know, gun control, we don't talk about guns and Second Amendment a lot on this show because there's a lot of conservative shows that will tackle guns. It is a very important issue, one of the most important issues. But even Republicans still pay good lip service to that issue. We cover the issues nobody else will touch. But it doesn't mean to say that other issues aren't also important to us. And the right to bear arms is certainly very important to us. So we played the clip for Dad, the Kurt Russell clip in the last segment. Gary Sinise was on this show, and I was just looking at all of the different Hollywood actors that have come out very outspokenly in favor of guns. Bruce Willis, Steven Seagal, and others. And I saw Gary Sinise, and since Gary Sinise has been a guest on this show, I wanted to work his clip in. I ran out of time in that last segment. We're going to play the last 30, 45 seconds of Gary Sinise talking to Larry King about guns, and then we're going to move on to the next topic.
But remember the bank robbers here in Los Angeles, two bank robbers, heavily armed. They had body armor all over themselves. They had machine guns, and they're firing. They were outgunning the police officers at that time. I remember watching that on television. It was horrifying. The bad guys somehow turned their semi-automatic weapons into machine guns. So bad guys with bad ideas are going to do bad things, and that's something that we have to try to prevent, you know.
That's absolutely right. I mean, people who are willing to commit crimes will commit crimes no matter what laws are on the books. So you put more laws on the books restricting the right of law-abiding citizens to bear arms, and the criminals are going to overlook that like they overlook everything else. If they're willing to commit murder, they're willing to commit a felony to own a gun. It should not be a crime to own a gun, any gun. And certainly people agree with us on that. So, all right, now into this segment. This segment is something else. My daughter, I played a clip from my dad in the last segment. This is all going to come to a point. This isn't just family indulgence. But since 2013, I think, my daughter has wanted me to play a clip of Let It Go. You've seen the movie Frozen. Anybody with children has seen Frozen. I've probably seen Frozen more than any movie I've ever watched. And there are a lot of movies I've watched more than once. I've probably seen Frozen more than any movie. I mean, it's ubiquitous if you have children. And it really is a good movie. I enjoyed the movie. I enjoyed that it was based in Scandinavia, obviously based off of Norwegian folklore and way of life. It is a good movie. It's a beautiful movie. And so I have a reason, though, for playing this, but I promised my daughter Isabel that I would play this tonight on the radio. So we're going to play a very quick clip of Elsa singing, the heroine singing Let It Go.
It's funny how some distance makes everything seem small. And the fears that once controlled me can't get to me at all. It's time to see what I can do to test the limits and break through. No right, no wrong, no rules for me.
As I say, I have a reason for that, for playing that tonight, finally. I've promised her for a long time I would find the time to play a clip of Let It Go on the show. And there's a reason for that, and it actually ties into the American Renaissance Conference. Jared Taylor is going to be our guest. This is a roundabout way to promote the AMRIN Conference. Jared Taylor will be our guest in the third hour, And we're going to talk about the Ameren Conference and also revisit his role in the Donald Trump robocall, as well as other things. But every year I get emails immediately before, during, and after the annual American Renaissance Conference from political cesspool listeners asking whether or not I'll be in attendance. And so for those of you who are interested, I am pleased to announce that I have accepted an invitation to speak at this year's Ameren Conference, which will be held May 20th through the 22nd. At Montgomery Bell State Park in Burns, Tennessee. That's the same location they've held their last few conferences. And if you go to Ameren.com, you can register tonight. Register right now for the Ameren Conference. And ever since our own 10-year anniversary celebration, that sold-out amazing events that we held in 2014, people have been asking me to put on another event. And trust me, my friends, we will. But until then, I would like to encourage you to join me at American Renaissance 2016. This event is almost like a political cesspool conference in terms of the speakers, many of whom have been repeat guests on our program, including Peter Brimelow, Sam Dixon, Ramsey Paul, and, of course, Jared Taylor himself. So between yours truly, Peter Brimelow, Sam Dixon, Ramsey Paul, and Jared Taylor, you've got any given night on the political cesspool, pretty much. And so it's going to be a great time. A great time will be had by all. And I can promise you that the sense of brotherhood and fellowship will be palpable. This is going to be an event that you don't want to miss. So please take advantage of the opportunity to be in the same room with so many healthy and like-minded individuals. I hope to see you there. Happy to be speaking at my second American Renaissance Conference in the last 4 years. And as I said, Jared Taylor is going to be our guest tonight in the third hour. He's going to be providing you with additional details about the event. But just to whet your palate, you can go to Ameren.com and go ahead and get the time, location, conference schedule, information about accommodations and transportation. And, of course, you can make your payment, your registration payment. Go ahead and sign up tonight. It will sell out. It will sell out. Register online now at Ameren.com. Again, Jared Taylor up in just a few minutes to talk about it. Now, getting back to Let It Go, if we could cue up that final clip, the one entitled Love is a Giant Door. I'd like to play that this segment before we run out of time. Love is a Giant Door. The movie Frozen features a lot of great music, including the clip from the song we just played. There is another song that plays in the movie called Love is an Open Door. Well, there is an amazing talent out there that performs satires of popular songs, and he goes by the handle Uncuck the Right on YouTube, Uncuck the Right. And he takes all of these popular songs, a lot of them Disney songs, and he just puts different lyrics to them that are pro-white in nature. Well, he too will be joining me and Jared and Sam Dixon and Ramsey Paul and Peter Brimelow as a speaker. And just to get a load of his talent, from the movie Frozen, Love is an Open Door, here is the parody created by Uncuck the Right entitled Love is a Giant Door. Let's play it now.
I would never tell you to check your privilege.
Okay, can I just say something racist?
I love racist.
All my life I've been told not to take pride in my race. And then suddenly I bumped into you.
I was thinking the same thing, cause like, I've been searching for somewhere that's not a safe space. For all the fat disgruntled trannies and the angry din-dos.
But with you,
I found that space.
I love our race. And for once I see our people standing tall. Love is a giant wall. Love is a giant wall.
Love is a giant wall. I mean, it's crazy.
What?
Our problems are caused by
Calvinists.
That's what I was gonna say.
I've never met someone who's equally fashy.
Hey, Pinochet, we have respect for tradition and seek an ethnic partition.
If we try, we can salvage the past. Boldly see the current here for stall.
Love is a giant wall.
Love is a giant wall.
Remember, writing our kinds down full.
With you.
With you.
With you.
With you. Loving this giant wall.
You like that stuff,
ladies
and gentlemen?
Can I say something crazy? Will you go on a helicopter
like
ride
that?
With me?
Hey, we've got the entire video. That video, Love is Giant Wall, is going to be on our website tomorrow. It includes all the animation. He actually took the animation from the movie Frozen and just put those lyrics, superimposed those lyrics. It looks as though the characters are speaking it. It's an amazing thing that this guy has done. And you'll get the music and lyrics on our website tomorrow, thepoliticalcesspool.org. It's going to be our Sunday morning song. Well, you can meet the man behind that video and so many others like it at the 2016 American Renaissance Conference, May 20th through the 22nd. Details and registration available tonight. It's going to sell out. Get there as soon as you can, amren.com. I'll be speaking there this year along with, again, a fellow Political Cesspool alums, Peter Brimelow, Sam Dixon, Ramsey Paul, Jared Taylor, and others. A lot of Political Cesspool fans will be there, as they are there every year, whether I'm there or not. And it's going to be great. When we come back, third and final hour, Jared Taylor will be here with us to talk more about the conference and his role in the robocalls and much more. Stay tuned.
Another hour of the Political Cesspool is in the can, but don't go away. There's more to come right here on the Liberty News Radio Network.